Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, the Cannes Festival interview with Anton Yelchin, actor, lead actor of The Green Room by Jeremy Saulnier. Are you afraid of blood and guts in real life?
Well, yeah, I mean, if they were real, probably would. I'm not like a gore porn kind of guy, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I think I'd be quite, like, I really don't like seeing, roadkill. Like, I find roadkill really, you know, just sad. It's just sad. So I'm not a fan. I like it in the cinema, though. You know, because I don't think that's reality. So, and I don't subscribe to the philosophy that violent cinema necessitates violence in real life. I think there are other things that are create more delusion than just violent cinema.
You were in a punk band. Did anything like this happen to you?
No, nothing like that. We played a lot of shitty shows, though. I could relate to that. One of my best friends is in the band, and all of us always play together, but we took it, I don't want to say seriously, because we didn't take it seriously, but we took it the way we took it for, you know, maybe a couple of years, 2 years, something like that. I think these genres, things that are abjected, generally, we respond to, because I think we're all at some sort of deep level aware that we have to contend with the unknown at all times. And so the things that touch upon that, we can laugh nervously about it, we can make nervous sort of genre, we can make genre cinema about it, but I think it's this underlying knowledge that every creature has to contend with that, the immensity of the unknown, and like that what we can be sure of is so minuscule compared to what we can't be sure of, you know? And so I think this genre is rooted in that. It's like, when's the next person gonna go? You know, it's bleak, but it's fun when you watch it just in that sort of superficial way.
You worked with young or established director on very different genres. How easy is this kind of switch?
For me, because I love films, it's wonderful to be with filmmakers because, you know, admittedly there are those that have no vision, and that's unfortunate. Or their vision is something less cohesive, let's say, not no vision. So to be with filmmakers that have such a distinct point of view about their cinema and such a particular film language is, on one hand, comforting because you know, I'm going to go into this film and I trust this human being because I've seen their language. I've seen how, you know, the images that they're going to make. And so you are excited about those images and you trust them. And so that is a huge comfort. You're going into film. And then there's the excitement of, like, you know, having seen Blue Ruin, which I really liked, or any filmmaker that you admire, you want to be a part of their world that they create and the worlds that they've created. And so you want to see what your input into that is. It's exciting.
You started really young, working with giants like Donna Sutherland, Diane Lane, Anthony Hopkins. You had good mentors.
I don't know. I didn't really get direct advice. I think you get advice sort of by osmosis. Like, you just watch them and they're kind of majestic, you know? And I remember, like, with Donald Sutherland, I was asking about Fellini and he was telling me about Casanova and, like, stuff like that. It soaks in that there are these tremendous, A, people that you respect for their craft, but also their, I guess, I don't like the word longevity because it has some kind of weird condescending, like, ageist undertone or something, but it is that they've made so much and had such an input, and you watch how they behave and you watch what they value, and then that's just become what I value, and they love what they do, and that seems to be the overarching. So it's not advice directly, but that is kind of advice. Their very being offers advice about how one should be, you know, if you're going to do this.
I was working with Patrick Stewart.
No, it's funny because I met him once before, and I don't think he remembered. I brought it up, and it was, I think, he was just being very polite about it, which he's a very polite, and he's a gentleman, you know? And the only time I talked to him was that time I met him long before, and we had, like, someone was like, "Oh, we both are." So, no, we didn't talk about it. We talked about Russian literature a lot, and then, you know, it was kind of a rough set. Like, I don't remember having very many conversations outside of just trying to stay focused, but he was lovely. What a really lovely man.
You say you're a film buff. Do you remember the first time you were struck by a film?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I was really struck by a film was Con Air, because my parents took me to see it when I was, like, 8 or something. They took me to the theater, and I remember there's this awful line in Con Air. I love Con Air, by the way, now, and probably because of that, but in retrospect, I love that film. But there's a line where Malkovich says, like, Danny Trejo or something, like, better not see that dick pop out of your pants. And I remember hearing that, and I didn't even know what that meant. But the way it was delivered was so terrifying that I came home and I was playing with my action figures, and they were saying that to one another. From when I started working, my parents were like, if you're going to do this, you better watch good movies. Or what, you know, they perceived to be good films, which now I perceive to be good films. So certain films, like Fellini films, made lasting impressions on me. The one that's made the most lasting is Taxi Driver, which stayed my favorite movie. Saw it when I was 13, and I've seen it. I've lost count of how many times since. It just gets better. I just enjoy it more. But that's probably the one that I saw in, like, Midnight Cowboy and stuff like that. And I was, yeah, when I was 13, Taxi Driver, Clockwork Orange, and the remake of Cape Fear, my three favorite movies. So it's like what I watch after school all the time.
You like these scary movies to watch, but what is it like to play in them?
It's rough, you know? Like, you know, it's what I liked about the screening that I saw the film yesterday for the first time is that everything we did felt awful. Like, it just felt so sad and so miserable. And then you watch it on screen and people were laughing, and I loved that because it is funny. You know, it's not supposed to feel funny to us because then it likely will not be funny on screen. But when you're being so serious, you know, I remember there were days where I was like, if I just hear one more person fucking cry today, I'm gonna lose my mind. You know, because everyone in that room, there's 6 people, they're all howling, they're all crying, they're all freaking out. And then you see it on screen and certain things are hilarious, like Brent coming up and talking about liking the set. You know, I remember on the day feeling terrified. I mean, just, he was so cold and unpleasant. And then yesterday people were laughing and I was laughing. It's the wonderful thing about the discrepancy between making and viewing movies.
Acting in this film was physically exhausting as it seemed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was tiring. I mean, also, like, there were a lot of constraints time-wise and just a lot to get done, you know, because there are things in the script that were like, that one scene with the arm, it goes by very quickly, you know. It's only, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of screen time or something, maybe. But it's 15 pages. Like, it's written out, it's 15 pages. And so, you know, there's not just the arm, there's getting him down and getting his arm snapped and then cutting him open and then me on the ground and then all this stuff, you know. And so we'd shoot for 2 days, you know, this one segment that, you know, obviously you see it on screen and it goes by like that. But it was rough, yeah. For me, I don't really think about the genre as much as I think about the character within the circumstances. So it's more like the director's job to think about crafting that, the space of the genre. And I just, unless there's something specific, unless I'm like, all right, should we add these sort of noirish undertones in a self-conscious way? But for the most part, like, yeah, I don't really, you know, I'm not like, oh, well, romance, like, I'm not comfortable with that. Or, you know, like horror or gore, I can't. Most things I'm pretty comfortable with. I just don't like being wet. Okay. Don't like shooting in water. So.
It was Anton Yelchin for Fred Film Radio, Angelo Cerbi from Cannes Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.